Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the Millionaire Babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Hello, hello, millionaire babes, and welcome to another episode of the Brianna Michelle podcast. Sorry, Millionaire Babe podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Michelle. And today we are celebrating Kim Baker with Kim Baker Beauty, who had her first $13,000 month. I'm so, so, so proud of you. She has been kind of struggling between the $5,000 to $8,000 a month mark in her bridal beauty business, and we're just celebrating her today because she really has quantum leaped, and just wanted to give her an amazing shout out. So let's get going into getting unstuck at certain income plateaus, right? So speaking of the $5,000 to $8,000 to $10,000 a month mark in your business, I want to talk about this because it seems like, you know, as a 20-year wedding professional, I've seen a lot of things. I've heard a lot of things. And what I see happening a lot in this space is that there seems to be a lot of like different levels of income that we get to. And we get stuck. And, you know, I know this because, you know, I was always a slow starter. I always lacked motivation. And I think because of that, I would get to a point in my business and then I'd be stuck there for a while. And then I would get to a point in my business and then I would get stuck there for a while, right? With that income. And so if you're wanting to get unstuck with your current income, you're going to love what I have to say in this episode. So let's talk about where we kind of tend to get stuck. So when you're first kind of in business, you get kind of your first, I would say, income plateau is like around the $2,000 to $3,000 a month range, right? You're probably only hitting $3,000 a month in your busiest months in wedding season. And you're probably definitely not having much income coming in December, January, February. And we get stuck between that $2,000 to $3,000 month mark. And then we might throw some ad spend. You know, we might start then investing in not in Wedding Wire, and we might get to the $5,000 to $8,000 a month mark, right? And then we stop there. And then we might start investing a little more and we get to the $10,000 month, and then we get to the $20,000 month. And so at each stepping stone, at each of these different milestones, we seem to get there and get stuck. And it's super, super annoying because if you're super ambitious like me and you want all the things, right? You're like, why can't I get there faster? But here's what I realized. And that is, that people get lazy with their marketing or lack thereof. And at different incomes, there's a different level of marketing and a different level of business and a different level of mindset that we have to apply in order for us to get to the next income, right? And so how you're different, and I talk about this a lot, how you bring in money at $2,000 to $3,000 a month, how you bring in money at $5,000 to $8,000 a month, who you are at those different income plateaus, you have to become a different person at the next income set or stack. And I think that a lot of times we just really don't know how. I think it's a combination of, yes, being lazy. I think because we work so hard to get to 3K months, we're so exhausted by the time we get to consistent 3K months, we're like ready for a vacation. Or we finally get to the 8K month mark and we're like ready for a vacation. Like, we can't even imagine. It took us so hard to get here. Like, I can't even imagine. I remember getting to 5K, consistent 5K months in my business. And I was like, holy hell, like, I can't imagine. Like, I can't imagine earning 10K months. I'm going to have to work even harder to get to 10K. And so it's a combination, I think, of being lazy with our marketing, yes, not knowing how to market or how to get to the next income level with ease. But we also get stuck in hustling from bride to bride. We also get stuck in this cycle of doing the same things over, which again is lack of marketing or being lazy with your marketing because we're doing the same thing all the time. But it's we're going from contract to contract. We're just hustling from contract to contract. And we're not stopping and seeing the bigger picture. I mean, yes, we want to book weddings all the time, and there's nothing wrong with going from contract to contract or bride to bride, but that's going to cause a lot of burnout. And the truth is that we get to have bridal bookings and contracts paid all the time daily. We get to have an abundance of money and brides on demand always flowing to us without burnout. Business gets to be easy. But the reason why it doesn't feel easy when we're trying to get to that next income plateau, right, is because we haven't really learned how to market our business. When you're at the 10 to 20K mark is, I would say, when you've really mastered and learned how to market your business. But then even from that point on, taking and scaling further, it's another level. It's another way of marketing. It's another mindset shift to become a multiple six-figure earner, a $300,000, $500,000 brand. So the key here is that when we are focused on staying in this hustle from contract to contract, and we're not looking at the bigger perspective of learning how to market or shift our marketing in order to get from 3K a month to 8K and 8K to 20K, is that we're missing out on so many key foundational pieces to an ever-growing business. We're missing out on really amazing things of not just having scaling to 10K or scaling to 20K, but we're missing out on things like building a personal brand that gives you something to stand for and be proud of. We're missing out on, you know, standing out on social media, becoming the most sought after. We're missing out on leadership with a team, being able to be a mentor to other team members. We're missing out on marketing on your website to have your website work for you. How many of us really know if our website is really bringing us in bookings, right? Your website, with key marketing, your website can do a lot of the work for you. And just the simple foundation of having brides on demand, like the joy of having constant brides on demand buying into the business and the foundation that you've created, where they're loving you, they're obsessed with you, they're dying to work with you. We miss out on all those things because we're focused on the minuscule small things. Oh, I got to book another wedding. Okay, great. I just got in $2,000. I just paid those bills with that $2,000. Okay, got to book another wedding. Whereas if we shift our focus on shifting our marketing, shifting how we're actually posting on social media, shifting what we're actually saying on social media, shifting who we're actually targeting, shifting what we stand for as a personal brand, we grow our income, but we also grow our income effortlessly without burnout, with ease. That's the focus here. And so this can happen, but first you have to believe it, that it can happen. If you need some belief, you can go watch all my success stories and the testimonials on our website. But it's about seeing the bigger picture. Sure, you're going to book a ton of weddings, a ton of them, but the actions are more strategical and they're more intentional when you go from 3K to 5K, 5K to 10K, 10K to 20K. And after 20K, it's different. It's very different then, because you're looking at $500,000 brand. So this is what I'm breaking down inside for you, inside your booked out bridal business. More brides sending you inquiries than ever before. Consistent income, no more inconsistent income. I mean, what would it be for you to have a 10K month in January without servicing? What would it be for you to have a 10K month in January without servicing? My clients get it all the time. Burnout gone for good, knowing how to take intentional strategic action, next level money goals, consistent income, and be able to start having the lifestyle that you want and that you know you deserve. So I want you to really look at your income. Stop what you're doing. Right now, if you're driving in the car, I want you to just go home tonight. If you don't know how much income you've already brought in January or ballparking it, we got a lot of work to do, because you should always know your numbers. And I know numbers sometimes aren't creatives and artists' favorite thing, but you got to know your numbers, because it's the only way you're going to earn more. That's the start of it. But look at your numbers. Let's say you're bringing in consistent $5,000 a month right now, and you feel like you're burning out. You can't do any more work. All right. You can earn more. My clients right now that are having anywhere between 10 and 20K months in their business, they're working less than what they were hustling their ass off at $5,000 a month mark. It's because they've learned how to be in strategic and intentional with their marketing. And it's not hard. But in order to change your income, you have to be willing to change how you're posting on social, what you're saying on social, how your website looks, right? How your website's structured, how you're responding to inquiries. So we have to, this is how we get unstuck. And if you have been currently posting a certain way for a long time, and you've been making 3 to 5K a month or 5 to 8K a month, we got to shift it. Even if you're making 10K a month, which is great, but you want to go to 20, you have to shift the way you're doing your marketing. So your booked out bridal business is currently on sale this month for January. You can go to the link in the show notes to sign up. We have a 6-month payment plan. You can get in for, I believe, $490. You can start for $490. We will have 3 months of group coaching call. This is a 12-week program. There's nothing that it doesn't cover. We even have an entire team building section. There's over $5,000 worth of bonuses. And our first call starts July 6th. So you can go to the link in the show notes, or you can go to visit our website at www.BriannaMichelleCoaching.com and click on your booked out bridal business. Yes, this contains posting for profit. Yes, this contains Bridal Team Blueprint. If last month you joined Bridal Team Blueprint and you want more coaching calls, more support, we can upgrade you into this program. This program is an upgrade because it's 3 months worth of coaching calls, more modules, and more support. All right. So I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing day. I will see you inside. DM me on Instagram. Let me know if you loved this episode, or screenshot and share and let me know if you are listening. I love to connect with you, and I hope you all have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @TheMillionaireBabe_, and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams. Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.BriannaMichelleCoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.